In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the feast of Saint Bridget of Sweden, and this saint had particular devotion to our crucified Lord Jesus, and she loved the image of the crucifix very much. And whenever we look at the crucifix, that is our Lord nailed to the cross, we should think how on the cross our Lord truly triumphed. He won the great victory in the battle against sin and against all the evil forces on earth. And his death to the world was like a failure, but for God and all his saints, the death on the cross was true victory. It was true triumph, and it was a true expression of God's love and charity towards men. That's why Easter is such a great feast, that on the death and resurrection, our Lord and our God has shown to all of us that he has triumphed over sin. Saint Bridget, who lived in the 14th century, was greatly devoted to our Lord's passion even from the time of her childhood. When she was only 10 years old, she saw in a vision Jesus on the cross and heard him talking to her, saying, "Look upon me, my daughter." This holy child, Bridget, asked in distress, "My Lord, who has treated you like this?" And Jesus answered from the cross, "They who despise me and refuse my love for them." From then on, Saint Bridget, for her whole life, tried always to stop people from offending our Lord, that is, stop the people from committing sin, which were the cause why our Lord suffered so much. While Saint Bridget was very young, still a teenager, in obedience to her father, she married a young man named Ulf, and this man, like Saint Bridget, was very faithful to the teachings of the Church and set his whole heart on serving God. Ulf and Bridget had 8 children, one of whom who was Saint Catherine of Sweden. Because they were of high nobility, they lived in the Swedish court of king and queen, and there Saint Bridget tried to make these rulers lead better lives and live a life according to the rules of the Church and Jesus. Unfortunately, these rulers did not listen to her, but this did not distress her. But all her life, Saint Bridget had many marvelous missions and received special messages from God. And in obedience to these visions from God, Saint Bridget visited many rulers and many important people in the Church, even the Pope himself, and told these people always what God expected them to do. After her good husband died, Saint Bridget forever gave up her wealthy clothes and from now on lived as a poor nun. And later she founded the Order of the Most Holy Savior, most of the time called the Bridgettines. Saint Bridget still kept up her own busy life and traveled doing good everywhere she could and preaching the message of Jesus that people need to make their lives in conformity to the rules of the Church. And through all this activity, our Lord continued to reveal many secrets to her, and all of these she received with humility. It was shortly before she died when she went on a pilgrimage to Holy Land, where Jesus himself had lived, and at all the beautiful shrines there, she had visions of what our Lord had said and done in each place. And all these holy visions were put together and published after her death. Dear children, I want to today especially mention you, Saint Bridget's devotion to Jesus crucified. You should have often very great attachment to your crucifix and set the crucifix as one of the main items and the most important items of your home. And whenever you see this holy image, that is Jesus crucified and died, you should bear into your mind how much he has done for you, how much it hurt him, how much he suffered, and how greatly painful was his holy death. Therefore, and every time when you see at the crucifix, you learn to love and respect him more and more. This death on the cross, which to the world seemed like a failure, was truly a triumph, not only to God himself, but to all his followers as well. Our road, that is the Christian road, is never doom and gloomy or sorrowful or hard to walk. It might be occasionally difficult, especially amidst the temptations of the world, but when we keep our eyes fixed on the crucifix, that remembers us to notice that all the difficulties of this world are truly light to carry when compared to the great sufferings, the big sufferings of Jesus. And as our Lord rose gloriously on Easter, that same reward is rewarded, will be given to us as well when we also have our bodies back after our death, and when we also will resurrect. Then we will be rewarded of all our good deeds on earth and be given back all which we lost through the difficulties of our life. And then, as with Saint Bridget, we truly realize how good and loving God we have served on earth, and how great and rewarding King and Father he is in heaven. May God bless you, children, in the name of the